We're also used to hearing about peanut allergies. We can forget what happens in a severe reaction.
We found out by giving him just a bite of a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Sally Porter's son, Charlie, was just 1 year old at the time.
And he started gasping and scratching at his tongue and was very uncomfortable in the high chair. And his face was just getting very swollen.
In less than a minute, he was covered in hives. They gave him Benadryl and rushed him to the hospital. He had one more incident at a classroom party in first grade when some peanut residue got onto a cookie. Charlie's now in fourth grade in Sammamish, and Porter says her son keeps an epinephrine syringe, sometimes called an EpiPen, in his backpack.
And there's one at the school office, and they all know, and the ladies in the lunchroom, they all know.
Still, if for some reason he forgets his backpack or the EpiPen in the office is missing, he could die from allergic shock. That's rare, but it happened last year to a girl in Virginia. Because the EpiPens are a prescription medication, they can only be given to a child whose name is on the syringe. Allergy doctors and families are pushing to amend that law and allow the shots to be given to anyone who's having an allergic reaction. Unions representing teachers and staff are worried they're being asked to make a medical diagnosis in a moment of crisis. But allergy doctor Kevin Dooms says epinephrine is safe and easy to use.
The side effects are minimal and really shouldn't be something that scares people from using epinephrine. They should use it and then ask questions later.
The Senate bill would give school staff legal immunity, mostly as a reassurance. Doctors envision a day when epinephrine needles are freely available in public, just like automatic defibrillators. Keith Seinfeld, KPLU News.